at school on Wednesdays, we have like roasts, and I always ask people if they're going to eat their broccoli because it's really nice. But then I just drink water and I just swoosh it around.
You
in
ask
my mouth.
Other people if you can eat their broccoli?
Yeah.
You psychopath.
Because I was like, I knew the emoji I wanted, and then I found another one, but then I found the one I wanted.
Tills, are you posting right now? You posting something?
Yeah.
What are you posting?
A TikTok.
Oh.
A TikTok?
Look at her go.
TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok it.
TikTok.
I actually learned this basically on the spot, so I was kind of proud of myself because I did not know what I was doing.
Well done, you.
But
when
I didn't
did
know
you
what
film
to...
a this TikToker?
When we went to watch Leo in Into the Woods.
Oh, was that when me and Harvey were watching you and
heckling?
Why did you both say heckling at the same time?
I don't know, we're just twins, innit?
I don't know if I need to put anything at the actual thing. I always put something there when I dance, but there's nothing really to put.
Show me a second. That's horrifically dark.
It's all right. I've seen worse.
I think it'll be okay.
We're going to just get one of them little pocket lights that you can take everywhere with you.
I actually was using a light.
Well, you didn't use it very well.
We need to get you a better pocket
it's
light.
It's just not very bright.
Better pocket light for Tilly. On the agenda. Intro. Also on the agenda. Welcome back to the... No, welcome back to the 13 Again podcast.
No.
Shut up, Tilly.
No posts.
I mean, fine. Post it, whatever. We're trying to enjoy the podcast.
Oh, I need to edit the cover.
Oh, yeah. Fine. We'll wait.
You do that, Tills. You edit that cover. Wowee. Make sure you get a good shot in that pitch blackness.
I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that's Tilly. And this is Yuki Tsunoda. Thanks to Beth.
I posted it.
For this shirt. I also want to say thanks to Tash, who made the I Have an Appendix shirt. I forgot who gave me that shirt, so apologies. But thank you also to you. Now, speaking of shirts, we just recently all got new shirts.
We did.
as a quartet, shall we say, the fourth being Theo.
It's a bit of a weird one as well.
Yeah, so I saw that AC Milan had Off-White and Puma make them a new shirt for a reason I don't really know. And I really liked the shirt and I wanted it. And then that sparked Max also wanting one of the shirts. And then we were like, well, let's just buy
an actual football watcher, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who has watched AC Milan play before.
I just like the shirt. Have you?
Not live.
Oh, well.
As in I've watched
I'm sure
games.
I've seen an AC Milan
no, I
game.
Don't, I don't think you will have.
Anyway, then Tilly wanted a shirt.
No. Then Leo wanted
a
shirt.
Sorry,
but
he
got told that it would be paid for him. So I really wanted a shirt. Yeah. I wanted to be paid for.
So then Tilly was like, she was looking at Man City shirts, which immediately is a no-go because our dad
no,
and the rest
I
of our
like
family.
I like the colour of one of them, and then I went, oh, I wonder what team it is, and I was like, oh no.
But we support Manchester United.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
We. No, I actually do. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh right.
No. Yeah. He said we.
Yeah. I right. don't really.
I support Man City. Thanks.
Frankly,
whoa,
I don't.
Oh, that's not going to go down well with Paul.
Yeah, possibly not.
I'm joking.
But please, I just don't really care about football enough to actually like for that to matter.
Yeah, same. I actually support Liverpool.
I do. I like watching
even
it.
Worse.
I like watching football. I think it's an interesting sport to watch.
I think
but
Liverpool's
like
really good. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I just felt a little bit hard done by because I ended up buying everyone's because it was just like easier to get them all in one order. And I'm sat there going, well, I'm paying for mine. Max is paying for his. These two absolute scavengers are getting away with paying for nothing. And don't get me wrong, I know we're adults.
The only reason I got one is because, well, I've actually always wanted a football shirt, but as much as Man U is great team, the red is just not it.
And it's a lot.
Leo is also technically an adult, by the way.
I was literally about to get to that. Leo is also an adult, but apparently because he's still in education, he doesn't have to pay for a shirt. And I'm like, we have like responsibilities. We have things that we need to pay for as adults.
Can I just say,
these two don't.
Leo will always, in their minds, still be in education when he's at uni.
Oh, he's still in education. He's still in education. It's fine. We'll pay for it.
When he's doing work, they'll still be paying
for
him.
But you're minted.
I'm... What?
you got Mr. Moneybags over
cash
here. You're just
dollar.
Like, just all that birthday money that you never spent because you didn't have anything you wanted to buy. Now you are spending money because you're a teenager and you got things you want to buy.
Yeah, I've still got the same amount as you, mate.
Nice, well, nice new hoodie there.
You've probably got more money than me.
Where's the hoodie from?
White Fox.
Oh, yeah, still
obsessed. Well, because Because I got these tracksuit bottoms and another black pair. But these are Project 5 and this is Volume 3 and I have Volume 3 tracksuit bottoms.
Not the Project 5s with the Volume 3s. Wait, oh, what's she doing?
What? No.
No!
I have Volume 3 tracksuit bottoms and I'd have a complete tracksuit, but right now I don't actually have a complete tracksuit and I feel like...
Tilly, that is a complete tracksuit.
It looks pretty complete to
me. I could not tell you why that wouldn't be a complete tracksuit.
Because, look,
are they both White Fox?
I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
It is a bit more puffy, to be fair.
Volume 3?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not even short-sighted and I can barely see the difference. But
still, it's the principle of it. I have these joggers, but I can't find them because I think somebody put them in the wrong washing.
Ooh.
I'm looking at one of you, Tor Leo.
When you say you have these joggers, the ones you're wearing?
The ones that match this.
Ah, okay.
But I can't find them at the moment.
Well, I am sorry to hear that. Did you get anything else from White Fox?
Yeah, I got pink joggers.
No,
I can't remember what collection they are.
If you had £500 just given to you and you had to spend it, that's not relevant. I'm not trying to make it relevant, but I see where you're going with that. But if you had £500 just handed to you and you had to spend it instantly, what would be your first go to?
Pandora, Sephora, White Fox.
Pandora first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
Because...
She didn't even really sound like
not,
that.
Not
but...
nice getting digs in, is it, Tills?
I didn't do it. Listen, I'm an innocent
bystander. When have
bystander.
I ever done
I,
that to
I
you?
I revert back to probably 2 or 3 podcasts ago where I was trying to tell a tale about going to a girl dinner.
That was my favourite podcast.
Yeah, I told you look beautiful.
Thank you.
She was saying mostly nice things.
I didn't get in
an aggressive kind of way that you both do. But what were we even talking about? Pandora?
Well, I was trying to explain myself, but someone just...
He does do that.
You crack on, mate.
Because I'd really like to get... They do this really cool charm, and I've seen somebody do it before where they have had their grandparents draw... Wait.
You got this.
Because I've seen this girl where she got her... Oh... Okay, they're two different things. One of them, she got her grandparents to write something and she got it tattooed. And then this other girl got her grandparents to draw something.
Got it tattooed at Pandora?
No, that's not relevant. She got her grandparents to draw something and she got it put onto a charm. Like, you can get customized charms.
Mm.
So, like, I'm going to see if we can take a paw print in and they can, like, put Kylie's paw print on a charm. Because they have a machine that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Should we all go get our ears pierced at Claire's?
No.
No. I don't
Why
think...
would you... You would have to do it too.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be funny,
I'd
wouldn't
rather
it?
Avoid the, what, tetanus that you'd probably
oh,
get.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why not?
Allegedly. Let's just... Let's put that out there so that we can't get in any trouble. No, I'm sure it'd be fine. I was watching... So I was in a super drug the other day, and apparently they pierce ears there, and there was this, like, maybe... 12, 13-year-old boy who was getting it done, and he was clearly battling there were a bunch of other sort of, like, you know, girls, like school girls or whatever, shopping in there, and he was clearly, like, trying to get his ear pierced, but was genuinely scared that all these other people would see him being a wuss, and so he was being really awkward about it. The woman's just sat there, like, waiting to pierce his ear. His mum's yelling at him, and he's going, oh, but... I don't know if I want it. I don't know if I want to get it. I'm just like, to this kid, I'm like, mate, just get it done with. But anyway, they don't give you tetanus. We'd be fine.
What's the most super drug in super drug?
Calpol.
Yeah, we don't have many good drugs over here. I wish we were more like America.
I don't know if that's a good sentence.
You know this. They have better stuff. I want what they've got.
They do, yes, but that's also because they don't have as good health care. Well... Technically, they don't have as good health care.
I want
sometimes...
to be able to buy Xanax over the counter. Americans are able to do it. Why can't we?
I don't think they can. I think they also have to have it subscribed. Speaking of which, you should subscribe. But they have to have it prescribed. We've gone on such a tangent.
No, I've got a good question. Tills, what drugs do you want to try?
Oh, wait, do I have to answer this?
You do, you, man.
Like, of all the drugs you've seen, heard of, which ones would you give a go?
a really good strong ibuprofen.
Just ibuprofen, that's where you tap out.
I hear it does wonders for the head.
You could have morphine, you could have ketamine. You could have...
Okay, I think we stopped there. That video got demonetized, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means we didn't make any money.
Oh.
Because Max... It was a great video, I thought, but YouTube didn't like it very much, so I think we'll move on.
Fair.
£500 at Pandora sounds great. Paw print of Curly on a gem or something. What do they do at Pandora? Not
also,
gems.
Also, they have this... You know how... Sorry, I don't know what that was. You both raised your eyebrows at the same time then.
Oh, yeah, we're just waiting for something to happen.
So, you know how for Christmas, you guys all came together and got me a charm?
Yeah.
Sister.
There's this really lovely bracelet from Pandora that you could all come together and put your money together.
She got a damn birthday coming up, hasn't she?
Does it say Muppet on it?
No, it's just really nice.
What does it say, sister?
It says nothing on it.
Oh.
Can you get an engraving on the bracelet?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Tilly Masu. She'll love that.
No, big I
fan.
Wouldn't.
I'm already a big fan of the
I
concept.
Didn't expect Tilly Masu to like stick in our minds either. I'm glad that that's kind of...
No, yeah, it's there. It's your new nickname and we'll probably end up selling it on a hoodie.
We said on a live stream the other day, just for the audience who maybe didn't see it, we'd love to get to 100,000 subscribers before Tilly's birthday. But that's quite a challenge. Mm. We're aware that that might be very tricky. If we don't get to 100,000 subscribers before Tilly's birthday, out of spite, we're just going to take a 2-week break.
That's a loose threat. I'm not 100% sure on whether we're going to do
no,
that.
No, we will.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, Tilly will be the first one. Getting Tilly to do this podcast is a nightmare. But she's here, she's trying, and she's in
it's things
all
like
black.
This. It's things like this. Why would I want to be here just to be slapped?
You don't get slapped every time.
I find it interesting that you chose an all black outfit, actually. Like, don't get me wrong, I think it looks cool, but it's not very you.
I'm the most colourful here.
Yeah, true.
Well,
what's your reasoning?
Well, I already had the black joggers, and I do have these blue and pink joggers, but that was just a bit too bright for me.
Bit much.
So I'd rather go dark than really bright. Yeah. So it's either get the blue and pink hoodie or the black hoodie. So I went with black because I can wear it more as well. Feel like I'd be more comfortable to wear it.
And then the two slightly different shades of purple socks.
Yeah, we need to bring back these fluffy socks.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing some fluffy socks. I don't know.
Do we not have any left in stock? These are Max and Harvey fluffy socks, by the way.
There are a few, actually, yeah.
But I don't know if we have any left.
And also, I always have this on my phone and people always
ask. Is that the Max and Harvey charm?
Yeah, people always ask me what ham is. And I always just say, just think about it. And it takes people ages to realize.
Do they ask you about it because they want one or do they think it looks terrible?
Because they want one.
Oh, okay, good. Thank God for that. At least we're doing
You're
something
welcome.
Right.
Let's go.
I'm the best promoter of the Max and Harvey shop.co.uk.
Well done,
Not
Tills.
The right one. It's maxandharveyofficial.com. But anyway, well, that's close enough.
.co.uk.
No, it's not.
No.
We have had some interesting comments actually recently because someone...
Can I just say quickly, the only thing fine. About wearing all black is that we have... No, we have three pets. We have three pets and they're all very hairy.
Yes, so you're just covered in
And we have
hair.
Golden retrievers
yes.
as well,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is like white hair on black.
I'm completely with you. I have a lot of black clothing, Tills. I suffer with that.
I have sitting clothes where if I know I'm going to like be sitting in the living room where there's a bunch of dog hair, I will change into my sitting clothes. Like wearing this right now, I would not go and sit in the living room. It's that bad. But not to make you guys think that our home is like horrible and
it's just
in...
covered in dog
Well, no,
hair.
I just think if I'm going to go downstairs, sometimes I'll sit on the we have like this rug in our living room that the dogs are it's kind of there for them almost
yeah
to sit on, and I'm like if I know I'm going to go sit there with them, then I will just not wear something like this.
But yet there you are doing it.
Sweet,
well,
get around
the
pets
don't
molt.
Sit here.
Someone in the comments recently asked, "Does anyone know?" I guess they said how, but I'll say what. Does anyone know what the song in the intro is called? And I find that really interesting because a lot of people probably have no idea. First of all, the song is actually a song that Max made. And second of all, that we are musicians. And if you didn't know that, then welcome to Max and Harvey. It's kind of the whole reason we're here doing this now is because we're musicians. But Tilly, and what I'm doing now, I think, is just giving people who maybe don't know a lot about us a bit of an intro so they can catch up. Because I think a lot of people get really worried sometimes. They find a new thing and they're like, oh my God, there's so many people that know so much more than I do. How am I ever going to keep up? So if we give them that info a little bit, just every now and again, just sprinkle it in, it helps.
Oh my gosh. Did we talk about this on the podcast? How I was on the Norris Nuts TikTok story?
We didn't. We did it on the live stream. And then I showed Tilly the other day, who is my daughter, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know us well. She is actually our sister, because I can't be bothered with that actually keeping up forever. Mm-hmm. But yes, you were on the Norris Nuts story, who you were a rather big fan of.
Yeah, and it's gone now, but I still have a video of it, luckily.
Because you've got a great older brother who screen recorded it, knowing
how
that
did
you'd
you
wanna...
figure it out, though?
They told me.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel seeing
my
yourself
life
on
is
story?
Complete? Like, yeah. They've seen my face.
Yeah.
Because they do all their editing and they do all of their, like, you guys said to me that you thought it was like somebody else who probably did it for them.
I said it's possible that they have like a social media manager or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But they have always talked about in their vlogs, and they, in their new house they moved into, they like built this thing in their back garden for editing. So it's like this, but there's just all computers for all of them and like things like that.
What, and all the kids edit?
Yeah.
Good for them. Take some inspo, Tills.
I've got... Well, listen, first of all, I really like that setup.
I'm liking this family more now.
Second of all, it almost sounds... And then, I don't want to sound bad about this, but what does it sound like, a sort of workshop? Like, they just got the kids in the garden editing while the parents are just jetting off to here, there, and everywhere.
The parents edit as well.
Oh, okay,
They make sure that, like... I think they watch it to make sure that they think it's good. And then if they do what you do for the podcast, they'll watch and give tips. And
yeah,
give
I don't really do any editing.
Dobby does the editing and Harvey watches it through.
That's how you get a business going, and that's how you keep the social media running. So I can't fault them when it comes to that. Their music, however, I can't say I was overly impressed. However, I'm not about to sit here and slander them, as I don't think they're
not making music
for
music. They're making music for
entertainment. And I'm so fine with that because, you know, at the end of the day, there's kids that are singing that. We have one right here. And if that's, what's doing well for them,
catch me knuckles for the legends.
I have no desire for craft. That's all I remember. That's one of the lines of one of their songs.
It's like something about Saber likes having a bath and she's like, I have no desire for crafts.
That's all I remember from one of their songs.
Bars. It's like, really funny. I know bars. My sisters, we're so different. Where should I start? Because, they're different.
Hell yeah. Bars.
So anyway, to circle back, did you have something to add?
No.
Okay, to circle back to the person who asked. Oh, I'll give him a shout out. Why not? It was natty.040 where the song comes from. The song doesn't actually exist anywhere other than in this podcast. So sorry that you can't just listen to it randomly.
Yeah.
But it was made pretty much specifically for the podcast. So we have a lot of music stuff going on. We are currently working on a lot of things behind the scenes. You might have noticed our social media becoming a little bit more sporadic recently because
Same.
I've not had much time. Max hasn't had much time either. And neither's Dobby. And Tilly's just here. So...
had less time than you.
Yeah, but you don't really do much for our social media. You just sit there. Even now, all you're doing is sitting
I'm
there.
I'm sorry, I did that stupid video the other day for
Kirby
Max.
The elephant. Yeah.
Well,
no, because I
he pitched it to me and I did not want
to
do it for the life of me.
We're going
to
do content for your account.
He made it sound like it was both of your ideas. I had no intention
of that being on our account, by the way, but Tilly was like, I'm not doing it if it's on my account, and I was like, fine then, we'll do it for the joint account and see how that shit goes down. It actually performed reasonably well for what it was.
I don't think it performed well enough for me to be happy.
But it was still funny. I enjoyed doing it. I was so ill when I did it as well.
I did not want to do it. We were sitting there about 10 minutes.
Anyway, the point being that, you just sit there. You come in, you sit down, take a mic, leave. You come in, film a video, leave. There's all of this post-production stuff that you're not even paying attention to.
Neither are you. You sit and you watch the podcast and then you tell Dobby what needs to be fixed.
I do other things, Tills. I got lots of other jobs.
I'm
a songwriter.
Which ones of those jobs get completed?
Yeah, this is the thing. I'm with you 90% of the time anyway. Either songwriting or in meetings or doing God knows what else. There is time where sometimes I just need a bit of downtime because otherwise my brain will explode. Sometimes I go to the gym. Sometimes I am just trying
to
plow
time
through.
To do that.
What?
Lucky you have time to do that.
You got time to do that?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. I go to the gym at stupid times sometimes because that's the only time I can find to make it all work.
I don't have time for stupid times. I already do stupid times of rehearsals.
Oh, I can't do that very well. Maybe I just didn't have the elbow edge. Anyway.
We just watched you in a play last night.
It was good.
And we took Dobby as well.
I wasn't in it as much as I was in the last one.
Do you know
that's
who
a
was
good
in
thing.
It? Do you know who was in it more than you?
Paul.
Paul made a cameo in the play that he wasn't
in. What does
in.
That mean? Why do people keep saying that? What? Made a cameo.
Let me explain.
What's
it.
A cameo?
He got in.
Someone that you know appears in something that you wouldn't expect them to appear in.
Yeah.
Usually.
He got in to the theatre, went to the bar. We had all gone into the little studio theatre that it was in, and it's probably like, what, you can fit 50 people in there kind
something
of thing.
Like that.
And it's quite a tight space, very, you can see everything that's going on. And the play had started, we were listening to this sort of audio track kind of thing, and in bursts Paul, whines akimbo.
I guess that's right, yeah.
And he just sort of grinned at the 50 people.
Well, akimbo means open.
Yeah. Also, bear in mind, for this play, I'm not going to explain the play, but at the beginning it had, so there's...
Or out, four, maybe. Five. I guess out.
Five people in it, but it's double cast. So in my cast, there was three people, but we pre-recorded... What would you call it?
An audio track.
Audio.
An audio thing, and it was like... We were kind of being interviewed about our parents, and so it was like a really cute thing playing out. Like, I like about my mum that blah blah blah. Oh, my mum's annoying because I like my dad because he's like stuff like that. And we were all sweet. It was really cute. Like, it's so nice. And then Paul ruined the moment. Apparently,
no. He saved the moment.
He added to the moment. Yeah.
He nailed it.
He
and
was
then,
the
and then ended up being separated from us, as were Dobby and Harvey. To be fair,
can
we
I
were sat at the back.
And I'll tell you why we were separated because me and Dobby. Had just gone to the toilet quickly, came in to join the others who had sat at the back, and we were thinking, oh good, we're at the back, we're out of the way, that's great. And then we sort of tried to squeeze in between these people who had sat in the middle of this bench, and we were kind of like, oh, we're with our family, we'll just try and squeeze in with them. And this guy just goes, we were here first. And I'm like, it's a bench. What do you mean you were here? Move. The fact that he would have had to move slightly to the right wouldn't have changed his view at all. It was the smallest room ever. But the guy was having none of it. So me and Dobby went, fine, we'll sit at the front. And then went round, sat at the front. And then when Paul came in, all he could see was me and Dobby because everything else was just a bit of a blur, I guess, in the heat of the moment.
How was it seeing Harvey up front and
centre?
It was
really scary because I saw Harvey's jumper and I almost jumped.
I was wearing my... sort of clown looking. It's like a black and white I don't really know how to explain it, but it's definitely a
jumper.
Harvey
signature jumper as well.
And then how about your other brother Dobby, because you weren't expecting to
when
see
I
him
saw
there.
I was so happy. I was actually really happy when I realized it was Dobby next, because I thought it was you next to him.
I actually
first.
Saw your face when you realized it was Dobby as well, I think.
Yeah, I was so happy, and then I realized Paul was there and he was right in front, like his face was there and I was here.
Dobby, who had only come, by the way, expecting to see a show that would probably have you in it for the most part, but she was only in the last 10 minutes of like an hour and 15 minute long show.
But like, that's the point of the show though. But I'm glad I wasn't in that much of it. Otherwise, I think I would have had a mental breakdown if I had even more to learn than I already did.
This is true.
I was learning my lines the first hour that I wasn't on.
Yeah. I'm going to move on slightly.
Hold on. I need to tell everyone about what happened.
What happened?
When basically the door that I'm supposed to go through, so like I said, there's three girls.
Ah, yes, this
two
was
of
interesting.
Them went through one door and I went through another. And I had done the play that we've talked about before, Sounds by the Sea. I'd done it in this theatre, and that door would always lock, and it would make a really loud beeping noise. It would go beep, 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 and it closed, and you could hear that as it locked, and it would like, so we would always get a bit annoyed by that, but I'd never had to open it from the other side, because it was one of those like fire escape door, so you like you push to open from that side, but from my side it was like a twisty push or pull. I didn't know what it was. I'd never had to open it from that side, so when I realized that the other girl had gone on and I knew my queue line was coming up, I didn't want to open it too soon, because otherwise I'd open it and I'd be like, yeah,
just waiting,
because it opened that way, so everyone would be able to see me rather than me pushing it open and holding it.
I was
gonna, when it was getting to my queue line, I was like twisting it, and then I was pushing it, and then I was pulling it, and then I was shaking it, and I was like, gosh, everyone can hear me. And so I looked at the other girl who was waiting to go on, who would go on after me, and I was like, it's not opening. So I ran to the other side and I ran through, and the guy who was doing it, called Kia, he'd opened the door for me, but I didn't realize. And so I felt bad. Yeah,
it was really funny. So it was like opened it until he comes in.
It was like a misdirection reveal where he opened a door until he came through from the other side of the stage. And it was like, wait, where are we meant to be looking?
And then I was so nervous about knowing my lines, I accidentally cut off his line halfway through. He was literally in the middle of a sentence. And I was like, oh, dude. And I was like, just all of a sudden, I felt really bad. But then he's a very good improv actor, so he just covered it easily.
Well, it's all right, none of us noticed, so it was fine.
Yeah, but it was a bit annoying, because I went and told everyone that it happened again, and like that happened in Sands by the Sea as well. I was late on and nobody noticed until I told everyone, and they were like, oh, we wouldn't have noticed. And
sounds like a still issue.
You're gonna have a reputation for being late on stage at this
point. But it's not my fault. It's whenever I perform there, they like that. It's just not, it's not me, it's the theater.
Okay, well anyway, we've got a few, because I was going through the comments of the last podcast episode and I actually found quite a few good ones, so we will answer a few more questions here. Just it's not a Q&A episode, but I thought why the fuck not. So I Love Rabbits 345 says, can you please give advice for people with braces? Now I know we have a young chubster,
a little brace face,
who's got some braces.
I don't know anyone with braces.
Do you not? I know someone who leaves their elastic bands all around the house like it's nobody's business.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's just not true.
Yeah, you do.
That's just not true.
Open that mouth.
Gammy bands.
Mum. Do you have bands in now?
Yeah.
And they're making your bike go back, aren't they?
It's already gone back.
Oh, so why have you got the bands in?
Because I haven't been since. To tell them it's gone back.
To be fair, I think leave it to the professionals to decide when she's done. All rather right. than her going, yeah, I'm good.
No, I trust Tilly's medical opinion. What would you say is the one thing that you do every time that you get them tightened to like either make it easier, or what do you...
I just suffer.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
It's not going to the end of the world. It's going to get better in a couple of days. Just have to deal with it. Yeah. Except the last time I got them tightened, it was actually really sore on this lip. Down there.
Was it like because it was just rubbing a
bit? Yeah, it's really rubbing on the metal.
Right.
What's been your least favourite part about having braces?
In singing, you know when you have to like roll your tongue like that to do warm up, it actually cuts my tongue. And I had this one singing teacher who did not like me, and he would always make me do it, and like I got so many cuts on my tongue.
That was not annoying. Fun. Well, hopefully you don't have to keep doing that for much longer. And that's why I think for me and Max especially, we weren't doing Invisalign until after COVID.
Yeah. No, it wasn't, because you got your Invisalign about the same time I got my
braces. So I don't even know if we were really doing much singing, particularly when we did Invisalign.
We did little bits.
Maybe little bits here and there. But when we had it, it was very easy to just, you know, have it in for most of the day, because it is really good at, once you get used to talking with it, it doesn't really make you slur too much or anything with your words. I think the worst thing for me was like obviously taking it out to eat and then putting it back in afterwards was a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what I like. Luckily, because especially with braces at first they hurt so bad that if I could have taken them out I would have.
Yeah,
but like with like Invisalign and stuff, if it does hurt, then you can just take it out, and I probably would have done that, and it would have never happened.
I guess to answer the question, just because someone's asking for advice, eat soft foods, obviously, so soups, breads that haven't been toasted,
Well, warm toast is normally fine.
Or maybe noodles as well.
Yeah.
Obviously cooked.
Pasta.
Just in case I was eating dry noodles.
Avoid green veg. Is it?
I don't know if
I get broccoli. I really like broccoli, but I always get stuck in my races. But at school on Wednesdays, we have like roasts, and I always ask people if they're going to eat their broccoli because it's really nice. But then I just drink water and I just swoosh it around.
You ask
my
other people if you can eat their broccoli?
Yeah.
You psychopath.
Because some people don't like their broccoli, so I just dip it in their gravy.
When is this?
We got a little broccoli fiend over here.
When are you stealing people's broccoli?
On Wednesdays.
You steal broccoli on Wednesdays?
When they have roasts. Because I know a lot of people who don't like broccoli, and they have the gravy, and I love broccoli and gravy together.
Until he's just going around collecting broccoli.
I'm a big fan of this character development.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
here.
Whoa.
Why are you stealing so much broccoli, my guy?
Well, because I know a lot of people don't eat it, so I'll eat it. And like, if you broccoli, and I don't like the stem, I just dip the head in gravy and I bite it off and then I throw the stem away.
That's insane.
I've never heard of a person fiending for broccoli so much.
But in a way that you, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know that you maybe hold a lot of street cred at school or whatever, so you can just go around asking for people's broccoli without being a freak. But like, for me, if I knew the kid that goes around asking for people's broccoli, I'd avoid you. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I don't do it to everyone, I do it to my friends.
Here comes Mr. Broccoli again.
Yeah. I just asked.
She started paying people, yeah. She's that desperate for it.
Need the sniffing at their plate. Can I have your broccoli, please?
I just asked.
Been a while since.
Because like, there's
since Wednesday.
Actually, the reason I like Wednesday so much is because they do apple crumble, and I get myself a little apple crumble.
You put broccoli in that.
Broccoli.
As well. Broccoli. Let's make a broccoli crumble. Oh my god, we could do that.
That would be gross.
Nah, it'd be fine. Just put some sugar in it.
No.
Mix it.
Anyway, I only ask my friends. I'm not that weird. And okay. there's this one girl who, like, I'm friends with, but I don't sit on her table. And the other day I was walking past her to go actually into the queue to get apple crumble. And I went, you're going to eat that? And she was like, no. So I took it. I dipped it in her gravy and I walked off and I just went like that.
I'm so down to make a broccoli crumble, by the way, now that you've said that.
Yeah.
And she was, because I was like, you're going to eat that? She was like, no. I was like, can I have it? She was like, yeah. So I just took it, dipped it in the gravy and I walked off and I just bit the top off, threw the stem in the bin as I walked past the bin, and I just ate the broccoli.
Great. Well, I'm so happy that we've learned about this broccoli development with you, Tills.
Speaking of broccoli,
here we go.
Would you rather
yep.
be trapped in a wetsuit for the rest of your life or trapped in an inflatable dinosaur costume?
Inflatable dinosaur costume. I hate wetsuits.
Inflatable dinosaur
like
costume. Thank you. We can move on.
It was that easy. Was yeah. it actually that
easy? He was like, it's going to be really hard this time. This is my hardest one.
No, because, hang on, hear me out.
No.
With the dinosaur.
Dobby, tell me you'd say dinosaur.
I'm leaning towards wetsuit, but I don't know yet. Because the dinosaur costume, you're going to get stuck everywhere you go. And also, you don't have the freedom to do
certain
things.
They, like, deflate.
Things.
If, like, they're, like, squishing.
Yeah, but it's still not easy to do
certain
things.
Do you think you could do a backflip in a wetsuit?
Yeah. I don't think I could do a backflip in a dinosaur
costume. I know I could do a backflip in a dinosaur costume.
No, I don't reckon so.
Yeah?
Nah, bruv. Think about how much tug that's...
You might slip when you land if you land on the wrong... Like, if you land on a...
Yeah, that's so dangerous. No way. No,
I would lean
towards wetsuit, to be fair.
Don't like wetsuits.
Why not?
They're really uncomfortable. What do you mean, why not?
They are quite uncomfortable. Point. It depends. Once they're on, you do kind of forget about them.
That unicorn thing was so comfy.
Oh,
I
mean, the big inflatable unicorn. Yeah. Do we still have that?
I think so.
I've not seen it.
We
in a
do.
While.
I know. It's in a drawer somewhere or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Everything just goes in drawers here.
Yeah.
Got the unicorn drawer, the broccoli drawer for Tilly.
She's got broccoli drawer. Bless you.
Oh my god.
You sneezed on my knee. Thanks.
I don't know why I'm suddenly ill. What just happened? I was fine until then. Oh, are you crying? What's going on?
Tib.
Get your stinky feet.
We not got long left now. Just a couple more bits.
Why do you keep looking at my feet?
Me,
yeah, it's
because I find it really funny that they're just like, they're not sort of so much mismatched that it's like stylish. Thanks. It's like that one's shit and then that one's fine, but that
well,
one really upsets
me. I normally do dark blue and wait, what? I normally do light blue and dark purple, but I just had these paired together. I didn't pair them myself. They were just paired together.
Well, I guess these things happen.
And I also like to have them so the... I like to have them paired so that the tags are facing outwards.
I see. I agree with that. The tags should be facing outwards always on socks. Anyway, we're going to do the comment shout out now. Unless you
stop touching me with your feet.
Stop what?
Touching me with your feet.
Not doing anything, bruv.
Would you stop touching me with your feet? You went,
not doing anything.
Did you hear that? He just cracked my toes.
I'm sure he did.
Ow! Why would you do that?
Do what?
Kick me.
I didn't do anything.
He did.
I didn't touch you.
Can I do the comment shout out?
No.
Each week we do a shout out for someone in the comments. Now today we just happened to do a couple because I felt like it. But this main one is the comment shout out of the day. And if you want a comment shout out in a future episode, then leave a comment. Tell us what you love about the podcast. Ask us a question. Do whatever you want. Maybe we will read your comment out and give you a shout out. Anyway, this one is for Brooke High, who has three questions, one for each of us. Who would like their question first?
I think I saw my question, but go.
Me.
You want?
I know yours. Is yours the Kiss, Marry, Kill?
It is.
Yeah.
Me.
You want your question first?
Yes.
Would you rather have 10 dogs or 10 cats?
10 cats.
10 cats. Yeah. Cats would definitely... think about looking after
they
10 dogs.
They just look after themselves,
I mean, we have so many dogs in this house at all times. I could not.
I do love dogs, though.
Do you not
wrong.
Think that
think
actually cats possibly...
Looking after-wise, cats are easier.
But do cats possibly not get more needy when there's more of them? I'm sure it's still easier than dogs.
I'd love that, though. 10 cats on top of me, hugging me.
I don't mean needy in that way. I mean, like, needy in a way hungry. That they stop doing things for themselves. They get lazy. I don't know.
No, I think cats would think be fine, true. To be honest. But that is a lot of each animal. I don't think I'd want that amount regardless. But yeah, I definitely lean more towards cats.
Okay. And Tilly, what is your favorite skincare product?
I just have so many.
Oh
and
my
I
God,
actually...
you're so cool. Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Nah, mate, you're good. We didn't hear that.
What a time.
I just like a lot of Glow Recipe stuff, and I really want to get the, like, they've just come out with like a blush, but it's like a skincare blush.
Glow so Recipe.
Cool. I like Glow Recipe, and I like Drunk Elephant, but I don't like everything from Drunk Elephant. I like
Dobby laughed at Drunk Elephant.
Dobby likes the concept
like,
of an
I really like
being
bronzy
drunk.
Drops. I like the Drunk Elephant bronzy drops, and I'd like the Glow Recipe ones.
Well, Glow Recipe, get in touch because you've got
any skincare brand, get in touch right as long as you're with Sephora.
And then finally,
damn, Tilly keeping the standards up.
Yeah. Finally, but well, before we do mine, this Brooke High also said, "P.S. Such a big fan, love your podcasts." But the question for me was, "Kiss, Marry, Kill."
Taylor Swift,
Olivia Rodrigo, and Dobby.
Well, I'm sorry, but Taylor or Olivia are about to die.
Yeah,
so Taylor's going to have to die.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I think
I'm sorry.
Taylor Swift
boo.
Is quite,
I'm sorry.
Boo.
Taylor Swift is probably definitely older.
All the girlies older. Hated that one.
I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
giving
sorry.
Age, though. That's kind of the
now,
right age.
I would like to do so many things to Dobby.
Oh.
Damn.
So he wins all of those. But if I have to pick, I think it's more fun to kiss Dobby. He's just absolutely dying behind the camera.
Do you know
right
what's
now.
Better is I get way. His reaction. I feel bad for the people watching this because they're not getting the jewel.
Yeah. We'll get a Dobby cam if you get a podcast to like 20,000 likes.
No, we'll get a Dobby cam well if we get 100K by
that as
my
well.
Birthday.
Fine, just all the objectives, and then yeah, I like Olivia Rodrigo. I think she's talented.
Yeah.
I'm not going
so
to comment
like
too
to
much
her.
Further, but yeah, you know, that's fine, whatever.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Could have been anyone.
Hit him up.
Don't. But anyway.
So Harvey's kissing the shit out
of
Dobby. Oh,
I'm doing so many things to Dobby you don't even want to imagine. Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath.
It's six.
Yikes. What the fuck? I'm so glad you didn't hear that.
Anyway, thanks for watching, everyone. We've been Max and Harvey. That's Tilly. And that over there is one good-looking topic.
Shut up.
What did
we'll
you
see
say?
You next week at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
What did you say?
Thanks for watching. Subscribe. Like the episode because it helps us. It helps us if you like the episode.
What did you say?
And now, yes. And now 5 seconds of dancing while you decide.
Don't be so throwing
stop
shit.
Doing things. 5 seconds of dancing while they decide whether or not they want to click the next video that gets suggested to them.
Bing, bing, dinning, ding, ding, ginning, inning, inning, ding.